what you just heard is the main strike line in front of Stauffer Library at the intersection of Union and University, as over 2,000 graduate students are now on strike after negotiations with the university failed to yield a new collective agreement. After 15 hours of bargaining leading up to the deadline on Sunday, March 9th, picket lines have been set up at entrances across Queen's campus since Monday morning. Some of the union's demands that have not been met include a guaranteed funding model, compensation for the creation of course content, and tuition relief. PSAC Local 901 Union President Jake Morrow spoke with CFRC at the picket line on campus.
What's the experience been at the picket line these past few days?
The experience is joyful. It's a tough thing to go on strike, but our membership has shown up in huge numbers, in growing numbers every day. Got over 1,000 folks so far signed up for picket shifts over the next couple days. We've got solidarity and support coming from CUFA, from local counselors and politicians, from the other unions on campus, from national unions and labor organizations, from local unions such as bus drivers, transit. We've got solidarity and support coming from everybody. You can hear the honking in the background. We're just taking the first couple days to practice some logistics of what it means to be on strike, and we are getting ready to shut this university down. We got 2,000 members who are getting ready to shut this university down and a whole community.
And you mentioned some of the support you're getting there. What support are you seeing from students, your fellow faculty and staff?
Just love. Just how do we help? How are you in such poverty? How is it so embarrassing to be at Queen's University in this moment? We're getting solidarity, love, and support from undergrads, and we want to keep seeing it.
While Queen's has stated that classes and academic activities will continue as scheduled, some undergraduate students are seeing classes canceled or otherwise impacted, with many relying on teaching assistants, research assistants, and teaching fellows for tutorials, labs, and grading. Queen's faculty are also able to choose not to cross the picket line on ideological grounds without repercussions. Nathan Percy, a first-year Queen's Law student, shared his thoughts on his professors choosing to continue classes.
It hasn't directly affected most of our classes, actually, which is something that irks me personally. I know that the QUFA union members, which I believe are the faculty, would be the main professors, have a provision in their collective bargaining agreement that allows them to not cross picket lines on ideological grounds, or make that decision with no recourse. And all of my professors have elected to continue in-person classes. So it hasn't really affected our main courses. One course of ours, Introduction to Legal Studies, has TAs and heavily relies on TAs to facilitate and mark assignments. So that's the only one where it's kind of up in the air, and we haven't had received any communications regarding how we're affected, let alone what it will be affected. I know some of my friends said their TA was out on the picket line, so we really have no idea. Usually we have that class on Tuesday, and we didn't even get an email about it, so we'll see what happens. I think it, you know, heavily depends on how long the strike goes, obviously.
While law classes have been minimally impacted so far, Percy spoke to how the strike has changed how he shows up on campus.
I have two classes that I have to attend to get our participations are a large part of our mark, and so therefore attendances. And so I will attend for those, but I have skipped the rest of my classes, and I won't use the library or the ARC or anything in accordance with PSAC's requests. It's funny. I don't know how much like the rest of my class engages in that kind of action. I actually had one of my peers ask me, why are they asking us not to use the library or the ARC? You know, we pay for those. Why would we stop using them? I wonder how much people and even my peers in law school really understand about what a strike is substantively outside of, the workers are still working.
Percy also elaborated on what he has been hearing from his peers on the subject.
I think it's very mixed. I think I certainly have peers who share my view on the labor dispute, and we pretty much agree with everything when we talk to each other. But I also have peers who, like I said, aren't outwardly anti-union. I haven't really heard a lot of that sentiment, to be fair. But I have heard a lot of, like I spoke to before, owing to, like, a certain confusion or a lack of true understanding of, like, what labor disputes like this, like, mean.
In their latest statement, the university simply stated that it remains committed to working with the union to reach an agreement that both parties can ratify.
What's outrageous? What's outrageous?
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.